It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight when Patty Vasquez takes over. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, Steve Gadlin in the frying pan. Very excited. He's got a new invention he wants to try out here to Download Nation, and you always come through. Give him good constructive criticism. I say constructive. 312-981-7200. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And, of course, coming up really quick here in the next hour is Fred Wesley, the famed trombonist for the amazing band, the JBs, James Brown and the JBs. Dave Singer knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
David Singer's a musician, writer, filmmaker, and all-around Renaissance man here in town. He's returned to the Steppenwolf Theater with his band, David Singer and the Sweet Science, doing a show. It's on the 24th, and it's part of the Steppenwolf's Lookout series, a new performance series in the 1700 space, which is right by the new bar.
It is. It's actually behind the new bar, which I'm optimistic about.
We had Chris Jones in here, and he spent 3 minutes on the new bar. And I'm like, why are we talking about a new bar? Like, I thought we were talking theater, but this is a big deal for Steppenwolf.
In the old days, the bar that went with Steppenwolf was O'Rourke's.
O'Rourke's across the way, right?
The Saint at O'Rourke's, which I may or may not have had my first 500 beers in high school. But since O'Rourke's has been gone, there's been a hole in everyone's heart that now being filled by the front bar.
Don't they serve wine at the Apple Store? That's right around the corner.
They probably do.
They still got the furniture store right next door, the Ethan Allen? That's gone, huh?
They're gone.
That's what this is taking the place of?
They're taking over the whole thing. They're going to expand west. They're going to own that container store in a couple of years, too. They're going to get the whole thing.
David is a great talent. He did the original music for August, Osage County, and we're still excited for his debut feature film, Imperfections, which is going to be released very soon. He was on the program last summer talking about filming it, and we'll catch up on that story. David, great to see you, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for
having me. You brought your guitar, which is great.
So I did.
That's good. Okay, so let's talk about this. I mean, the idea of performing as a band and not a show at Steppenwolf, where did this come from?
Well, I think that Steppenwolf for a long time has looked for ways to integrate other types of programming. You know, it's a big place and it's kind of a cultural institution. And I think part of the mandate now is to find ways to have a space that's more flexible and incorporate more things. I mean,
not just theater.
I'm not in a boardroom somewhere figuring this out, by the way. I'm just like a guy who was lucky enough to get a call. The theater is now under the artistic direction of my friend Anna Shapiro. And I think that part of their campaign is to try to make it a multidisciplinary, inclusive, kind of cool hub for a lot of different kinds of things. And one of the things is this bar that they talked about. And then behind it is a little black box theater called the 1700 Theater.
Well, you've had a tremendous sort of history with the Steppenwolf Theater. I mentioned August, Osage County, but there's been other shows, too, that you've done music for and you've worked with Anna. So talk about that and the relationship that you've built in this institution.
Well, I've been very fortunate in that I've gotten to do a lot of things. I mean, August, Osage County was actually the first play I ever worked on, which is kind
it's
of a good
kind of a good start.
I mean, like,
start.
The irony of me treading water in punk rock for 15 years and then starting with August, Osage County is not lost on me. But Anna is a good friend and a collaborator, and I've been fortunate to work with her on a bunch of stuff. We did Three Sisters at Steppenwolf, also with Tracy Letzigan, who's a very nice person and my friend. And I got to go to New York last year, the year before last now, and do Of Mice and Men with
classic,
Anna
yeah.
on Broadway, which was very exciting. And a great thrill. And so I spend most of my time sitting by the phone waiting for her to call. You know, she's old school. She doesn't know how email works. So, yeah, it's just a call. It's a rotary phone.
For you, I mean, obviously the music, you like, as you mentioned, 15 years in punk rock and Kid Million, other stuff too. But you also, I mean, with Sweet Science and playing music and being a musician, is it a difficult transition to write music for theater?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the watchword for me has always been to just kind of jump, and like if you pretend like you know what you're doing and you ask questions when you get backed into a corner, that people are generally nice to you. So it seemed like the kind of thing that I could do. So I just sort of tried it and it worked out. I don't mean to be coy about it, but I'm self-taught. I never went to music school. I took 4 guitar lessons from a hippie in 1978. So like anything that
a magic hippie, though. A magic hippie.
Well, that's what he told my parents. But yeah. I was very lucky, and it was nice to get into an environment like Steppenwolf and like working with Anna and Tracy where they sort of just turned me loose, which is the ideal way to collaborate with people. And now that I've transitioned into doing filmmaking, it's a lesson that I really took to heart, which is that be scrupulous in finding people whose work you believe in and who you feel like you can trust, and then stay out of the way and let them do their thing unless they're taking you totally off the rails. You know, that's how it works. It's collaborative.
Right.
And it's that was the big transition for me was figuring out that, you know, I was in a band with three guys that I grew up with and then a couple of other guys I've known for 20 years. So you just put three guys in a van with a bunch of equipment and you can go do anything, and it doesn't require oversight or really a lot of thought or planning. Whereas this was the opposite. This is extremely collaborative with a lot of people, and you have to fit stuff into little gaps. And it was a complicated thing to learn, but I kept my head down and tried to just ask questions when I didn't know stuff and do the work.
Well, you're back with the Sweet Science, and you got your guitar with you.
So I do.
Why don't we hear something? What are we going to hear here?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to play the song that's the title track from my record, East of the Fault Line.
East of the Fault Line, here on the download. David Singer, who's playing with his band, the Sweet Science. David Singer and the Sweet Science. It's on the 24th of June at the Steppenwolf's Lookout Series. David Singer live in studio.
Said the six to the seven of spades. When the night is this clear, you can see it from here. The Cherry Estates were all dark, but we knew someone else was awake. And the moon hung so low and so big it looked fake. But the worst part is over now. All that's left is a hole in the ground. California's gone. Broke right off and then sank in the ocean. Western Nevada just got a promotion today. Seven of clubs to the eight. It was always a scheme, just a paranoid dream. We sat on the roof of the house, and the wind blew her hair in my face, and the smoke rose in a pale imitation of grace. But the worst part is over now. All that's left is a hole in the ground. California's gone. Broke right off and then sank in the ocean. Western Nevada just got a promotion. The highway is teeming with Calvary clover. Give all the young dreamers a chance to start over today.
Yeah, there you go. Woo, there you go. David Singer live in studio. Nice. David, that was great. This David Singer and the Sweet Science is going to be at the Steppenwolf Lookout Series. It's on the 24th, June 24th, in a new 1700 space. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Well, I got to find out about the movie. What's going on with the movie?
I'll tell you all about it.
Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, David Singer. We just heard some live music from him. He's a musician. He's a writer. He's a filmmaker. David Singer and the Sweet Science.
I'm a shoot first point guard. I am.
You really are.
Yeah.
You're a crossover guy. You're what's ruining the NBA. The shoot first
I agree.
NBA
point I agree. Guard. Yeah. And I told Steph Curry to make those Under Armours, by the way. That was my design.
That was yours?
Yeah.
Okay, the show's on the 24th of June. It's part of the Steppenwolf Lookout Series in the new 1700 space. But David, you were here last summer talking because you had a great article in the Tribune about shooting, and we were talking about shooting and editing the film Imperfections. Where are we at with that?
The movie is done.
Yeah.
It's done. Thank you, people. We finished shooting just about a year ago, and it takes a really long time to make a movie. I don't know if anybody ever told you that before, especially if like Jack Warner isn't in the back chomping a cigar. It's just me and my brother John figuring
it out. That's not
what
Apple commercials tell me.
Yeah.
You can make a movie like that.
You can make one of those movies like that. Not this thing. The movie is done and we are getting ever closer to letting people know how they can see it. And in the meantime, if you want to check it out, the website of the movie is imperfectionsfilm.com. And there's a trailer for the movie.
So let's refresh everybody. So Imperfections, your debut feature film.
That's correct.
Tell us what it's about.
Okay, it's about an out-of-work actress who gets a job working as a courier in Jewelers Row. Now, this is a real thing. Like, Jewelers Row guys, they don't always use security companies to move stones from one place to another because they get robbed.
We talked about this
last
time.
This is a thing that actually happens. And they just hire young women and they stick hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of diamonds in their jeans pocket and send them from one place to another. Now, I'm not saying you should just go willy-nilly start robbing people in Jewelers Row, but you could. So the movie is about an out-of-work actress who gets a job as a courier or a schlepper for a diamond importer. And then she sort of realizes that she's not putting money together fast enough, and she conspires with the owner's son. The owner is played by Ed Begley Jr. to stage a robbery and keep the diamond and sell it and make money.
And hijinks ensues.
There are hijinks.
There are hijinks.
Danger.
So
high stakes.
Last time we talked, I mean, you were quickly wrapping up the shooting. And what's next in a movie? So talk about the editing process.
Okay, so the editing process is you have somebody whose job it is to like assemble everything, and then they give you a really long version of the movie with like every little thing strung out next to each other. And then everybody who's ever made a movie tells you, look, when you see that thing, you're going to be suicidal. Like, it's always terrible. The assembly is always bad. And I was like, yeah, but secretly I was thinking,
mine's
going to be good. It was terrible. So I had some deep insecurity for a couple of weeks, but we worked on it, and John and I kind of like honed everything down with our editor, Michael Heffler. What's up, Mike Heffler, if you're out there in Radioland? And we finally got it in shape, and then we watched it, and we showed it to a bunch of people, and we were like, it's fantastic. Now let's cut 15 more minutes out of it. So that's what we did, and we cut that by, you know, like one word at a time.
Right.
And so now we have a movie.
So what's the next step? Now, we talked about the editing process. The next step is actually shopping it?
Well, the next step after editing it was scoring it. So I had to like sit in my little office and write music for the whole thing, which, by the way, is hard. It takes a long
time.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I mean, it was the least annoying client I ever worked for. But otherwise,
or the most.
Or the most, right. most demanding. But so then we scored the movie, and then you have to color correct it, and then you have to do the title sequence, and then you have to – there's a lot of things. And in like a big movie, everybody's working at the same time on that stuff. But in a small movie where it's me and John and a couple other people, it's like knock this out. And you know what? That's sort of the way that we got through the whole process, having never made a feature before. We made a short, and the short did really well.
Right.
And it was very exciting. But then so we were like, okay, how are we going to make a feature? So – First, you write the script. Like, okay, now we wrote the script. Then you're going to have to raise some money. So we raise some money. And it's like, okay, now hire a crew. And now cast the movie. And now do locations. And I was like, if you can just keep it to the thing that's in front of you, it's doable. If you look at it in its totality, it would have been too much. But
so now that the process is turning from the production to the marketing, which
correct.
Is in the movie, I mean, for you as a first-time filmmaker, you did the short, but the first-time filmmaker as a feature, how is your psyche?
It's fragile. Yeah. The prognosis is guarded, let's say that. No, I think I really like the movie, and that's a thing. You know, one of the things that translated from making records to making the movie is that I'm used to sitting in a dark room by myself and looking at the same thing over and over again for a year and figuring out, like, that works, that doesn't work, that kind of sucks, that I can live with. But after all this time, I can watch this movie and not look at it as just like a collection of things I wish I had done differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of it. I really am excited to get it out
into
the world.
When are we going to get to see it?
Well, I don't know.
Do I get any sort of VIP treatment?
Yes, like I can see it tonight.
Maybe not tonight. I got plans, but maybe.
Okay, but you can see it in the next 20 hours. We are figuring out where it's going to premiere.
Okay.
I mean, there's a whole thing. So now we have people who live in Los Angeles who are figuring out, like, how to get it out into the world. We finally turned it over to somebody who knows what they're doing. And so we'll figure out where it's going to premiere and then whether it's going to be in theaters or whether it's going to be Netflix or whether it's going to be whatever it is.
Well, keep us in mind because I'd love to have you back when
I'll
you get to that point.
Every day. I might not leave. I've got my whole family here. Yeah, if you can bring sandwiches,
very
we'll stay.
Exciting in here. But I really I feel like, you know, we had the conversation last summer. To pick back up in that conversation, I'd love to know what's next and the successes and failures of marketing the film. I mean, I think that's part of the fun of learning how people make films.
I'll say this, that the problem with the democratization of the tools of making movies, you know, like
everyone can
make a movie on their phone. The problem is everybody now makes a movie on their phone. So
is there
Sundance,
more competition for marketing and for getting in the festivals and things like
Sundance
that?
Sundance got 12,500 submissions this year, and they showed like 40 movies.
Right.
So it's how do you break through the cacophony of that?
David Singer is a filmmaker. The film Imperfections. What's the website again?
Imperfectionsfilm.com. We're on Twitter at a thing that would be hard to spell, at Imperfections. Or you can find me at DS Arrows on Twitter, and I'll show you how to get to the thing.
David Singer is a filmmaker, he's a writer, he's a musician. His band, David Singer and the Sweet Science, will be on stage at the Steppenwolf's new 1700 space as part of their Lookout series
on
the
24th. Yes, please come to
that.
There are tickets available. 24th. There's some tickets left. I don't know how many, but if you go to Steppenwolf's website, which is probably steppenwolf.org, or you just call Gary Sinise, I'm sure he can hook you up. But there are tickets left. You can go get them in advance and then come and we'll play a bunch of songs and it'll be fun.
David Singer, great
to see you. 2 weeks
from
tonight.
2 weeks.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Peter.